Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it would.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Bing Crosby was a great star of recordings and movies. His hit records often began with what he sang on screen, and he went on to appear in 79 movies. Here's the first of two shows about Crosby in the movies.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Crosby's career began before talking pictures. At one point, he began working as a vocal duet with Al Rinker. In 1926, Paul Whiteman hired them. A year later, he added singer, pianist, songwriter Harry Barris to the group and called them the Rhythm Boys. They appeared with the band and made recordings on their own, with Crosby handling most of the solos. The Rhythm Boys broke up in 1931. From 1927, the Rhythm Boys' Magnolia, and from the 1930 movie King of Jazz starring Paul Whiteman, the Rhythm Boys, so the Bluebirds and the Blackbirds got together.
Take some honey from the bee.
Yeah.
Mix it up with TNT.
But that's explosive.
I know, but that's magnolia. Clarabelle.
Boy, she's delicious.
I'm gonna season her with Lillian Gish.
And what have you got?
What will you have?
We'll have magnolia.
Listen, pal, I can't describe that gal.
Come on, keep on trying.
When I'm done, it's 20 to 1.
No, Bing, we won't say you're lying. We'll let you have Cleopatra and Camille.
I need some more.
What?
Sex appeal.
Mix the lot. What have you got? Magnolia.
Bum, 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 bum.
Take some fragrance from the rose. Dress it up in flapper's clothes.
What have you got?
We've got magnolia. Pretty teeth, as white as pearls. Add a bunch of golden curls. Da 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 da. Magnolia.
Look at my doorstep, look at my doorstep, look at the bluebirds, look at the blackbirds, look at the good luck, look at the bad luck, look at the good luck and the bad luck there. Never saw bluebirds mingle with blackbirds, never saw bluebirds doing these backwards, and never knew good luck ever could perch with care. Now I overheard those birdies talking today, and I know just why they're acting this way.
Now first the bluebird said, we've got to have sunny weather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. Then the blackbird said, we're birds of a different feather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. And when they talked it over, they let the blackbirds bring rain, and then the bluebirds all agreed to bring that sunshine again. For we can't have rain or sunshine that lasts forever. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together.
Trouble, trouble round my door. Blackbirds, blackbirds by the score. Bluebirds, bluebirds came one day and said to the blackbirds, here are say.
First
bluebird said, we gotta have sunny weather.
So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. Then the blackbird said, we're birds of a different feather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together.
And when they talked it over, they let the blackbirds bring the rain. And all the bluebirds then agreed to bring that sunshine again. For we can't have rain or sunshine that lasts forever.
You can take those bluebirds, take those blackbirds, mix them together to get fair weather. And that's the reason the bluebirds and the blackbirds got to
The Rhythm Boys with Magnolia, and So the Bluebirds and the Blackbirds Got Together. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. When Bing Crosby appeared in his first full-length movie, Reaching for the Moon, his name came last in the cast list. He shows up at a party to sing one song and then disappears for good. He shot the scene late one night, after finishing performing with Gus Arnheim's orchestra at the Coconut Grove. Musicals had already dipped in popularity, so the movie's director dropped all the songs except one. He picked a good one to keep. Crosby sings Irving Berlin's When the Folks High Up Do That Mean Low Down.
You'll find they're not alone in doing a lowdown. Fifth Avenue's learning how they had to fall. Fifth Avenue does it now. That's not all. Whenever the folks high up do that mean lowdown, now there's no lowdown lower than that. Whenever the swells slow down and become lowdown, there's no lowdown lower than that. It or not, when they start getting hot, how there's no hot top out of that. So you can lay your dough down when they go low down. There's no low down lower than that.
Very, 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 very much.
Bing Crosby, When the Folks High Up Do That Mean Low Down. Bing Crosby had four hits in 1931, after he introduced all the songs in movies. In those early years of the talkies, studios were making both shorts and feature-length films. The legendary silent movie producer Max Sennett had begun shooting musical shorts featuring Crosby. In I Surrender, Dear, Crosby introduced the title song. It became his first solo hit.
Stay away, but it costs more than I can pay. Without you, I can't make my way. I surrender, dear. I may seem proud and I may act gay. That's just a pose. I'm not that way, 'cause deep down in my heart I say, I surrender, dear. Are those little mean things we were doing must have been part of the game, lending a spice to the wooing. Ah, but I don't care who's to blame. When stars appear and shadows fall, then you hear my poor heart call. My love, my life, my all. I surrender, dear.
Bing Crosby, I Surrender, Dear. In One More Chance, the second of four shorts he made for Sennett, Crosby introduced two songs that became standards. His recordings, once the movie opened, also helped to launch his career as a solo singer after he'd spent 5 years as part of the Rhythm Boys. In something considered funny at the time, he sings the first song to a bevy of giggling, overweight Native American maidens. Crosby with Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams and Just One More Chance.
Wrap What price happiness? What price happiness? Who can truthfully say? But for every share, with tears we pay. Love is happiness, I've had happiness. Ah, but it ended one day. Now I look at life a different way. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Say, castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. And wrap your troubles in dreams. Dream your troubles away. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. Whistle and dream your cares away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Whistle and dream your cares away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember, sunshine always follows the rain. Whistle and dream your cares away.
Just one more chance to prove it's you alone I care for. Each night I say a little prayer for just one more chance. Just one more night to taste the kisses that enchant me. I'd want no others if you'd grant me just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more chance. We spend our lives in groping for happiness. I found it once and tossed it aside. I've paid for it with hours of loneliness. I've nothing to hide. I'd bury my pride for you. Just one more chance. Mm-hmm. Just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. You're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still, I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out. For just one more chance.
Bing Crosby with Harry Barris, Ted Keeler, and Billy Mauls, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, and Arthur Johnston and Sam Coslow's Just One More Chance. In 1931, Crosby first starred on radio. Harry Barris, his pal from the Rhythm Boys, thought Bing would pick one of his songs, but Crosby'd been working with Fred Allard and Roy Turk on a song they were calling When the Gold of the Day Meets the Blue of the Night. Before he chose it as his theme song and then sang it in the last short he made for Senate, Allard and Turk flipped the title. This is Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day.
Must I live in dreams of the days I used to know? Why can't I find real peace of mind and return to the long ago, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day? Someone waits for me, and the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes like a halo tenderly. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me. Gold of the day. Someone
Bing Crosby, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. A lot of these songs are slow ballads performed in the new intimate style called crooning, but jazz had also influenced Crosby, especially in these early years. He and Louis Armstrong eventually recorded together and became friends, and during the Whiteman years, the Rhythm Boys were often backed by trumpeter Bix Beiderbecke. Listen to this other swinging Crosby in Snuggled on Your Shoulder and Going Hollywood.
Snuggled on your shoulder, cuddled in your arms, dreaming while we're flying. Say I'm thrilled by all your charms. While the music is playing, I'm in ecstasy. Sweetheart, hear me say, oh, this is heavenly. We're sailing away from death. What a grand sensation. Sailing, say this isn't bad. You're my inspiration. Let me fly forever, and I can dream about your charms while I'm snuggled on your shoulder, and I'm cuddled in your arms.
We're going to be on all the tables. We do the dance, we eat on table. Everyone dances. monkeys, baby, and I'm on my way. Here's my beret.
From 1932, Carmen Lombardo's Snuggled on Your Shoulder, which Crosby introduced in the Senate short Sing Sing Sing, and from 1933, Nacho Herb Brown and Arthur Freed's title song to the full-length movie Going Hollywood. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. At about this time, Crosby signed with Paramount Pictures to make three movies a year. He soon became, and remained, their most important musical star. His name on the marquee sold tickets, and Paramount gave him songs by their best songwriting teams. Arthur Johnston wrote the songs for a slightly daffy college musical about a professor and student who vie for a co-ed's affections. In 1933, Bing Crosby sang a self-referential song called Learn to Croon.
Want to win your heart's desire, sweet melodies of love inspire romance. Just murmur da da dee da da da, and when you do, she'll answer da da dee da da, and nestle closer to you. Learn to croon, you'll eliminate each rival soon. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to croon. In days of old, when knights were bold, fair ladies were enraptured by stirring deeds of chivalry and daring. But nowadays, in other ways, sweet maids are won and captured. You'll hear the best authorities declaring, learn to croon. Ya da 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 dee da 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 da. La da 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 dee da 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 da. Just murmur da da dee da 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 dee, and when you do, she'll answer da da dee da 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 dee, and nestle closer to you. Learn to croon, you'll eliminate each rival soon. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to croon.
Bing Crosby, Learn to Croon. In the movie Here Is My Heart from 1934, Crosby plays a famous wealthy singer who disguises himself as a waiter to get close to the European princess he loves. Really. Composers Ralph Ranger and Louis Gensler provided the music, and lyricist Leo Robin provided the words. In 1933, Crosby had signed with Decca Records, for whom he recorded both these songs. Gensler and Robin's Love Is Just Around the Corner, and Ranger and Robin's June in January.
beautiful miracle, pardon my lyrical rhapsody. Can't you see? Oh, you have captured me. Being so glamorous now, can't you be amorous just with me? Naked soon, cop a look at that moon. Love is just around the corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner. When you keep me on that corner, just waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you are cuter than Venus. And what's more, you've got arms. Let's go cuddle in a corner, in a cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you. Around the corner when I'm around you. I'm 10 times as faithful as all your other men. They all are true to no one but you, but me, I'm true to 10. Let's go cuddle in a cozy corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you. A clouded moon creeps across a clouded sky. Winds of January sigh and moan. And yet it's June, I can see a sky of blue. Dear, the miracle is due to you, just you. It's June in January, because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart, with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charm. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love. But only because I'm in love with you. Mm-hmm.
I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January because I'm in love, but only because I'm in love with you.
Bing Crosby, Love is Just Around the Corner, and June in January. Collaborators often worked together for many years, even in Hollywood, where the studios often treated composers and lyricists like hired hands. Ralph Ranger usually worked with Leo Robin, but in 1935, the studio assigned him to work with lyric writer Dorothy Parker. The New York wit and New Yorker writer has only a few songs to her credit, but they're good ones. From the big broadcast of 1936, Bing Crosby sings I Wished on the Moon.
Something I never knew. I wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer star, or an April day that wouldn't dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. I wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness and it all came true. I wished on the moon for you.
Bing Crosby, I Wished on the Moon. No songwriting team at Paramount was more successful than English-born Harry Revell and former vaudevillian Mack Gordon. They wrote with pizzazz. Even their romantic ballads had a sense of rhythm. For Crosby, they wrote songs in a variety of styles. For the movie We're Not Dressing, they wrote Love Thy Neighbor. 2 years later, they wrote the songs for Two for Tonight, in which a songwriter has to come up with a complete score in a couple of days. One of the movie's best songs is From the Top of Your Head.
Never treat others with scorn. We're only here 'cause we're born. Although you're way up, you may not stay up. Stop tooting your horn. Why boast of the wealth you possess? High on the hill of success, on friendship you never should frown. You'll need the same friends on the weary way down. Oh, love thy neighbor. Walk up and say, how be you? Gee, but I'm glad to see a pal. How's tricks? What's new? Love thy neighbor. Offer to share his burden. Tell him to say the word and you will see him through. Especially if there should be a beautiful girl next door. Say to that girl next door, now don't think I'm bold, but my mother told me to love thy neighbor, and you will find your labor a great deal easier. Life will be breezier if you love thy neighbor. Beautiful girl next door. You can say to that girl next door, now don't think I'm bold, but my mama told me to love thy neighbor, and you will find your labor a great deal easier. Life will be breezier if you love thy neighbor.
Have that indefinable something. At times you're too darn good to be true. That certain please be mineable something. You're every bit of charm under the sun, rolled into one, my darling. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're beautiful. Yes, and baby, what's more, life is heavenly in your caress. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're wonderful. You are the hit of the show, you're a cameo of loveliness. What eyes you have, oh, what lips you have, oh, what lovely features. Talk about adorable creatures. Say you have so many thrillables. I'm all out of syllables. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're marvelous, glorious. You are simply divine. top to tip your tip top, but to top it all, you're mine. Of your head to the tip of your toes, you're beautiful. Yes, and baby, what's more, life is heavenly in your caress. From the top of your head to those little three double A's, oh, sensational. You are the hit of the show, you're a cameo of loveliness. Oh, 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 what eyes you have, oh, what lips you have, oh, such friendly features. Talking about adorable creatures, say you have so many thrillables. Say Bing's fresh out of syllables. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're marvelous, glorious. You are simply divine. Oh, top to tip your tip top, but to top it all, you're mine.
Bing Crosby, Love Thy Neighbor, and From the Top of Your Head. Those are good songs, but Crosby established himself as a solo singer, recording artist, and movie star, mainly with impassioned romantic ballads. They often had an overheated quality in the 1930s, even when a crooner sang them sidled up to the microphone. It was a combination of the intimate and the melodramatic, and Crosby had mastered the act. From the 1933 movie Going Hollywood, this is Nate Yoher Brown and Arthur Freed's Temptation.
I was alone. I should have known you were temptation. You smiled, luring me on. My heart was gone. You were temptation. It would be thrilling if you were willing, if it can never be. Pity me, for you were born to be kissed. I can't resist. You are temptation and I am yours. Here is my heart, take it and say we'll never part. I'm just a slave, only a slave. Kissed, I can't resist. You
are temptation and I am yours. Here is my heart. Take it and say we'll never part. I'm just a slave, only a slave.
Bing Crosby, Temptation. Bing Crosby set out on a career in the 1920s and had initial success by the early 30s. By the middle of the decade, he was a major star, thanks substantially to the arrival of talking pictures. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.